When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, that's me, dancing it up here in the garage. Little Duran Duran. This is a summer classic, Alex. Put it on any old time, and it's going to bring you right back to the best summer view but you've ever had. I don't know what that might be for some of you, but it's a good time.
What's your best summer?
Oh, you know, I've had a few good ones. I think my best summer, just because the one I remember the most, was probably the year that Blurred Lines summer was a good summer.
It was a good one
for me. Yeah, Blurred Lines summer, whenever that was, 15 years ago, something like that. It's close enough. Good summer. You know, I had a good summer as a kid. A lot of camping out in the Hither Hills, Montauk, Long Island. Good summers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Summer's fun. It's here, everybody. We're getting into it. Go over to any of your stores. You'll start seeing the summer shit is out.
Mm-hmm.
Folding chairs. Patio chairs.
Pool noodles.
Time to pool. Thank you, Alex. Time to get outside. Enjoy life. And a little Duran Duran helping us do that. Here on a Tuesday episode of Cover to Cover. Thank you all. Excited about the solar eclipse, Alex? It's coming.
Oh, I'm
everybody's
excited.
Talking about it. Solar eclipse. I think it's coming next Monday.
Mm-hmm. I'm crossing the country to see it.
A lot of people are, Alex. I mean, the hotel rooms and travel and to go to some of these states where I guess it's most visible is crazy. I've read the total solar eclipse will take place at the moon's ascending node on Monday, April 8th, 2024, visible across North America and dubbed the Great North American Eclipse by some of the media. What do you think of that?
I think about it.
It's very exciting. Everybody's getting the glasses. You got to get the glasses because you can't look at it or something. And then you travel to see it. I think I'm going to be on a plane at that time. I wonder what that's going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it just get dark on the, not that I would probably notice because I have the window shut anyway.
Yeah, you're a shade down guy.
I'm a shade down guy, especially once you're past anything to see.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all need to be shade down people. Once you get past the clouds and you can't see anything anymore, you shade down people. There's always a few who keep it up and annoy the shit out of everybody else on the plane. And you all know who you are. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I'm excited for a solar eclipse. It's always interesting to see. I mean, that means there's going to be a full solar eclipse. So that means that I'm not exactly sure of the time. I guess depending upon where you are, the times will be different. But in the middle of the day, it'll just turn completely dark.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever witnessed that. I've seen partial, I think. I don't know if I've ever seen full.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm all about it. So I hope I get the, I mean, it just lasts for a few minutes, I would imagine, for it's long enough for the Earth and the sun to, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
If the Earth goes in front of the sun or just something like that. I mean, there's some fun, like, facts about the eclipse and some fun non-facts about the eclipse. The Vikings, many years ago when an eclipse happened, the most ancient humans believed eclipses were caused by some regional appropriate animal eating the sun or the moon.
Oh.
So the Vikings, were obviously real dumb. Mm-hmm. And they thought an animal had eaten the moon. But I guess what else would they know? So that's one of them. That I mean, there might be some people who think that now, mm-hmm. you know? Aztec lore included star demons called Tzimitzel, skeletal female figures with sharp claws. Surviving Aztec books explain that the Tzimi star attacks the sun, causing it to disappear and descend to Earth to possess humans. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2024 solar eclipse is next week. Here's everything you need to know. What time is the solar eclipse in Michigan? This is obviously, this is from Detroit Free Press.
Okay.
So that's why they care about that. when is the 2024 solar eclipse and what time is the eclipse near me? Okay, I'm going to put it in my zip code. Select my city. Get your glasses ready. Los Angeles, California will see a partial eclipse for, oh my God, it lasts a long time.
What?
2 hours and 16 minutes.
In Los Angeles?
Yes.
Wow.
50% of the sun will be obscured by the moon at the peak. 2 hours and 16 minutes. This is a time lapse showing what the eclipse will look like in Los Angeles. So we're not getting a full eclipse here in Los Angeles. So that's why people are traveling to some of these places to get the full eclipse. Oh, now I get it. Okay. I probably should have done this research before we went to air. But why would I do such things?
Strong opinions, zero facts.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm starting to see, so that's cool. So it is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I guess, are people planning like parties around it and stuff?
I'm sure.
Who are some of the places that are going to get full eclipses? I mean, I'm looking at the way it goes across the country, and it looks like it's going to be
cross
a little
upward.
Yeah, exactly. A little bit of Texas, a little bit of going through that kind of like
the Bible
Midwest,
Belt.
And yeah, look, that's kind of what it looks like
up into New York and Canada, I think, or maybe not New York, but
get your glasses. Okay, that's exciting stuff. All right, now I'm excited about it. Fourth thing to likely to happen to animal behavior during the 22. Yeah, animals are like the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what the hell's going on.
No.
You want to hear about animal behavior?
Yeah, I think I need to.
Let's hear it, because you guys have a dog over there.
I have an animal.
Yeah, you got, what's his name? Cloud?
Mushroom.
Mushroom, that's right. Yeah. Okay, let's see what we got. Animals, okay. A little slide. The topic of animal behavior during an eclipse goes far back. During a total solar eclipse in New England in 1932, anecdotal reports claim that many domestic dogs fell silent during the eclipse. Horses clustered together and began shaking their heads and tails with anxiety, and several species of wild birds, such as crows, gulls, and sparrows, stopped flying and remained silent and still, according to an article.
Oh,
wow, that's interesting. I mean, but I guess they think it's night.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys have animals, what to expect? Cardinal offered an explanation for the conflicting reports as part of an information cascade. When early reports get confirmed, they get amplified. Here's what you want, okay?
Okay.
Animals won't do anything unusual, according to this woman. Animals will do evening behavior. So if you have an animal, what does a mushroom do in the evening?
Start yelling.
Oh, okay. That's going to happen.
That's when he wakes
animals
up.
Animals will do evening behaviors. For example, if your dog is used to bedtime treat, he may go to the kitchen and wait for it.
Okay.
Animals will display signs of increased anxiety, such as scratching, yawning, circling, or pacing. And if their animals typically flock together, they will start grouping. Animals display unexpected behavior. Okay, so there you have it. That's exciting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fun. Let's face it. There's probably going to be places that do parties around it, right?
Yeah.
Bars are going to have eclipse parties.
Eclipse
Come on
shot.
In. Happy hour. Yeah. I mean, I hope so. I hope you guys don't fuck this up. All right, fun stuff. You know.
Did you read how often these happen? Eclipses?
No. How often?
I mean, it's, I'll have to look it up, but it's not often, so.
No, of course
celebrate
not.
Accordingly.
I don't know if I've ever seen one in my life, or maybe I have and didn't even notice, but, you know, I'm a lot like a dog. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was the evening and went in for a snack.
You started grouping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have some cruise news over here on Cover to Cover. If you guys are new to the podcast, you're like, what's cruise news? Cruise news is exactly that. It's news about cruising.
Mm-hmm.
And we found it one day in looking for topics. And it's done by a guy named Doug. Doug does cruise news.
Uh-huh.
And he does a great job.
Does it well.
Excellent reporter. And he comes out with cruise news every single day. Comes out with a YouTube video. And he also has cruise radio. Anyway, we went over to cruise news because we like to check and see what's going on in the cruise news world. And turns out there's some pretty crazy stuff going on in cruise news. Do you have today's cruise news, Alan?
Yes, I do.
Let's listen to it because we had some. Anyway, we'll discuss it after we listen to it.
Carnival details more of their new destination, mm-hmm. and Virgin Voyages wrapping up the Southern Caribbean. Cruise news today starts now.
Thanks, Doug.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville. We're going to be there. We're going to be in the Jacksonville area. Dania Beach is like Jacksonville,
good
I think.
Morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, maybe not. April 2nd. Happy birthday, Mom. Eight passengers on Doug's the Norwegian cruise birthday. Line Norwegian
Happy
Dawn
birthday,
had
Doug's
found
mom.
Themselves stranded in Africa after not returning to their ship on time are finally seeing a silver lining today. The incident unfolded last week mm-hmm. when the passengers missed the ship's departure due to a late return from a privately arranged shore excursion not affiliated with the cruise line at all.
Wow. Rookie
Despite
move.
Their efforts
Rookie
to move. Catch back up with the ship, including spending over $5,000 on travel expenses and facing numerous challenges like health issues and lack of payment methods, their path to get back to the ship has been paved with difficulties. Now, the stranded passengers are finally expected to rejoin
the ship
today. All
right, so what happened was,
with the help of NCL getting the correct.
What happened was they went to Africa. They were on a cruise. Mm-hmm. Look like a couple of oldies. I saw some of the people.
Yeah.
And I guess they went on some sort of a guided tour.
Mm-hmm.
At a port, right.
Yeah.
Went on a guided tour, and the tour got back late. And the cruise doesn't wait around. Uh-uh. Fuck you. We're gone.
Yep.
And then they were stuck. Does anything sound more horrific than this? I mean, oh my God. Now you're stuck in Africa mm-hmm. and you're trying to get back on the cruise ship. NCL helped out. I don't know what NCL is, but I'm glad that NCL was there to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Norwegian Cruise Lines, I guess.
Yeah.
And Norwegian Cruise Lines helped out to get these oldies back on the boat, and they're back on the boat. But now it's going to be embarrassing mm-hmm. because the rest of the boat knows about it.
Yeah.
And however much longer they have, I think they're going a long way. I think there's a couple more weeks on this boat.
Mm-hmm.
And every time they go walk up to the pool or to the buffet, everyone's like, there they are. Yeah. Sort of losers who got stuck in Africa.
I heard it cost them $9,000 to get back to the ship.
Oh, look at this idiot. She chose to do a guided tour mm-hmm. that was not... Because I guess the cruise does tours as well.
Yeah.
And if you do a cruise tour, they're going to wait for you.
Yeah.
But if you do a non-sanctioned cruise mm-hmm. or tour, mm-hmm. you're fucked.
Yeah.
So anyway, they're back on. Doug's on it.
Doug's on it.
It's Doug's mom's birthday.
Yeah. Happy birthday,
happy
Doug's
birthday,
mom.
Doug's mom. We like Doug over at Cruise News. We joked about Cruise News in the beginning. Mm-hmm. We must admit. We thought it was funny mm-hmm. that there was a news radio, like a radio station and a YouTube mm-hmm. solely dedicated to cruise news.
Yeah.
And we were shocked at how many people are into cruise mm-hmm. news.
How many of you people?
I know.
Yeah,
and
every
then you
people.
Guys started talking. And then as I began to listen to it more often, I realized why people were, because it is interesting stuff. I don't even go on cruises mm-hmm. and I'm interested with cruise news.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk about things like some propulsion issues, and that's why this cruise ship didn't get to that destination.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't think that would be interesting.
No. It's a good cross section of news, you know.
Right.
You talk about what's going on in Haiti. You'll mm-hmm. talk about what's going on with propulsion.
Yeah,
you'll
so you learn you're learning about the world as well, Alex,
all
right?
Of it, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of exciting.
It's kind of a one-stop shop.
I sent you there's another cruise news story that I found over in Cruise News Radio,
mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. Okay, Carnival Cruise Lines. This was not part of Cruise News, mm-hmm. but I found this. I took a deep dive over to Cruise News, cruiseradio.net, and they have a website. And on that website, you can. This is Richard Sims reported on this story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Carnival Firenze is a boat, got an Italian flair to it. Can you tell just by the name?
Yeah.
Carnival Cruise Lines gives controversial statue a new home. The Carnival Firenze begins sailing out of Long Beach, California, right down the road here, Alex,
mm-hmm.
next month. A piece of art that caused a bit of a stir on another ship in the fleet will be on board. Okay. While the statue is undoubtedly a good thematic fit with this ship's Italian theme, only time will tell if it sets tongues a wagon here as it did during its previous tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The artwork in question is the very famous and famously nude Statue of David. We all know the Statue of David. Mm-hmm. It's a very famous statue, which has been considered one of the greatest pieces ever created, even as it has from the start left some proclaiming its depiction of the male body obscene. So the people went on this Carnival cruise. They had a star. They had a Statue of David.
Is it a Statue of David or is it the Statue of David?
No. I highly doubt it's the Statue of David on the Carnival cruise, like in the middle of the buffet.
Yeah.
I think it's just a replica but it seems pretty big. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a big statue.
Yeah.
And it seems life size. Or size of, you know, actual size. Mm. Anyway, so the statue would make, so what they've done is the Carnival Firenze, mm-hmm. has a bit of an Italian flair. The statue would make the perfect wedding gift to friends or a bride because it meets traditional requirements of being, this guy's trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. You see the replica of the famous Statue of David is based on something old. It used to be on the Carnival Pride.
Yeah.
Okay. The statue stood in the steakhouse bearing its creator's name. But when the ship emerged from a 2023 dry dock, it did so with a rebranded steakhouse and without the state. While Carnival never officially addressed its removal, brand ambassador John Heald has historically referenced the statue's nudity that offended some guests.
Okay.
Could you imagine? There's some people on this Carnival cruise. What's it called? The Pride? The Carnival Pride. They're on the Carnival Pride.
Yeah.
And they're heading to the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And this statue of... We all know the Statue of David.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant piece of artwork. Mm-hmm. And...
you're going to get a steak.
And it's naked. Yeah. But it's a statue. Mm-hmm. I think we can all... And they said, what the hell? Could you get this thing out of here? I need to see this cock.
Yeah.
While I'm trying to have my steak on my Carnival cruise. Because his cock is out, you know, it's nothing great either.
No.
And we've all seen it. It's
I don't think it's offensive.
No, it's certainly not offensive. A little tiny pee-pee on it.
Yeah. It certainly can't be the most offensive nudity on a cruise ship at any given time. I mean,
come on, everybody. This is the Carnival Pride. You want offensive. Just go out to the pool area and see what's going on over there.
See what a two-piece looks like at the Carnival Pride.
I think David looks a lot better than that. See some of those faded tattoos rolling around. Anyway, they decided that they were going to... Okay, let's see what it says. At various points, Carnival tried to address the complaints of more conservative guests by adorning David's privates with a fig leaf. Mm-hmm. After the adornment was removed several times, Carnival took a more permanent step by outfitting the faux Italian sign with more permanent clay-molded covering. So somebody had to go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Every time they had an offended guest, either put a fig leaf on it, and then it wasn't enough. They're like, some guy went up there with a jar of spackle and spackled this guy's prick off. so this woman could eat her steak in the steakhouse without seeing a big old set of balls hanging above her head.
Yeah.
That's not right. As it turns out, while David is now moving to a ship with more European sensibilities, his naughty bits are going to remain covered, it says.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you have it. It says
here, if you go a few more, over the years, Carnival Pride has seen its share of nudity. After all, it was the home to the 2022 Bare Necessities nude cruise.
Whoa.
So it was right at home for a while.
Wait a minute. They have a Carnival that's a nude Bare cruise. Necessities?
Yeah. In 2022, they had it.
Well, if you don't think we're going to read about that, you're wrong. It's that time of year again as the big nude boat. Oh, you know where it's going?
Where?
Set sail from Tampa. Ooh. We're going to be there. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, we will be in Tampa. If any of you went on the two-week
Bare Necessities
nude cruise, let us know because we would love to talk to you. The two fun-filled weeks aboard the Carnival Pride.
Mm-hmm.
According to the group's webpage, members have long bemoaned just how quickly the trips come to an end. Passengers have requested longer cruises.
Oh.
It reads, many have extended their vacation by taking an admittedly less fun clothed cruise. Oh my God. This does not appeal to me at all. And I'm in relatively good shape,
mm-hmm.
but I would have no desire for 2 weeks to be walking around on a cruise ship. And I got nothing against cruises. Mm. I've had fun. I went on one and I said many times in this podcast, I had a good time.
Yeah.
But I had pants on, Alex.
Okay.
I need to be walking around. I mean, imagine 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing the same people.
Yeah.
for 2 weeks, and every time it's like, oh, look at this. There he is.
At the buffet, Jim, flapping about.
There you are, dick out there. So we're still going to talk.
Yeah.
Like we're normal people,
mm-hmm.
you know, about things you watch
look
on Netflix.
Look at that statue of David there. That's
somebody
nice...
put a fig leaf on that. And while you're at it, somebody put a fig leaf on Frank here. Look at this thing. Jesus, Frank. What did you do? Did your mother have sex with a horse? Look at the honker on this guy. Come on. Getting it in the potato salad, Frank. Come on. We're having some fun here. It's 2 weeks. It's day one. We're having some fun. Look at your wife's big old tits. Isn't this just great? Yes. Yes, it is. This year, to mark the group's 75th cruise, they booked the Carnival Pride for 2 weeks, which just happens to include Valentine's Day. After departing from Tampa on February 13th, the group is slated to visit Panama, Cartagena, Colombia, Caracas, San Juan, Amber Cove, and Nassau, with plenty of sea days before returning to Tampa on the 27th with your tanned dick and titties.
None of these are really places you want to go nude, right?
But I don't know if
I don't want to go to Colombia nude.
You probably can't be nude like off the boat, you know, because yeah. they might have rules against that. Once aboard, participants are being urged to visit the Crafty Cruiser, which will feature a multiple of jungle creature hat designs ranging from flamingos to tigers for a jungle bear paradise event.
Ooh.
Bear, B-A-R-E, paradise event.
I get it.
So you get a fun hat for that. You go over to the Crafty Cruiser and he will make you a fun jungle creature hat design.
Yeah, that's for the Valentine's Day brunch.
You get very own, yeah, horns and halos. Ooh. For the Saints and Sinners theme night. Oh, that sounds like there's some dirty business going on in that.
Yeah.
Saints and Sinners. Take off your flamingo themed hat. I'm about to get it on with you.
Mm-hmm.
What? You heard me.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Well, that's exciting stuff. All right. Okay. Well, that's cruise news.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the portion of the show we call cruise news. I was hoping you have a theme song or something. No, nothing. And that is the portion of the show we call cruise news.
Oh, sorry. That was just what was on there. Hold on. Let's try
it. No, this is me walking in. This is me. Okay. Ready? Ready? Okay. This is me walking in on the Bear Necessities cruise. This is me walking into the buffet first day. Hey, everyone. This is going to be such a fun 2 weeks. This is... Come on. What? Why the... Rim shot also.
Oh, I thought we were making
just the laughter, oh, okay. Please. No, thank you. This is.
I don't know how this technology works. We don't use it often. Okay?
Very nice. Thank you. That's good job. Okay. The Golden Bachelor. How do you feel about the supermarket, Alex? You go a lot?
Yeah, I go quite a bit. A couple
times.
Do
you go to
week?
Like a Trader Joe's? The parking's a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody talks about the parking lot. Anyway, I don't. But you know what I'm doing now? Thrive Market.
Ooh.
As you guys know, if you listen, we do Thrive Market over here at the house. Alex, you got some Thrive Market mm-hmm. coming to you as well.
Yeah.
We all have to go to the grocery store, but why? Do it from the comfort of your couch. For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in. No junk food, healthy grocery store that even my kids love. Or kid. I have one kid.
Mm-hmm.
So my kid does love it. We get these Pop-Tarts. So, you know, not actual Pop-Tarts, but they're healthy mm-hmm. alternatives to Pop-Tarts. And I got to tell you, they're pretty good. My daughter loves them.
Oh,
I love the Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Whether you're looking for organic kids snacks, low sugar alternatives, or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps. I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Just bring it right on over to the house. Honestly, this wouldn't have been a bad thing for Angie Harmon. When you join Thrive Market, you're also helping families in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give. That's nice. Not only do I save time shopping at Thrive Market, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They have deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands. I got to tell you, I ordered, and because you order so much, they say, you get a free thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? And I went over to see what they had for the free thing. And I got like some buffalo you know, like a buffalo sauce, a buffalo wing sauce, and it's great, free.
Ooh.
Because they do deals like that. I'm all about Thrive Market. So thank you, Thrive Market, for making fun. And because you're a Cover to Cover listener, save time and money. Shop at Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/cover for 30% off your first order, plus a $60 gift. That's Thrive, Thrive, market.com/cover, thrivemarket.com/cover. Get 30% off from the comfort of your couch and enjoy the deliciousness and healthiness that is Thrive Market. Some Golden Bachelor news. Mm-hmm. The Golden Bachelor and his wife, Teresa. Mm-hmm. Jerry Turner and his wife, Teresa Nist, are currently living in separate states.
Okay.
Well, and they just got married a few weeks ago. But despite the distance, the sun isn't setting on their relationship. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Sources close to the Golden Bachelor star tell TMZ the couple who married in a Golden Wedding special on January 4th are doing a long distance thing, with Jerry chilling at his northern Indiana lake house while Teresa's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
We're told that there are a few reasons why they haven't taken the leap to live together. Let me just give you a couple of those reasons. Because they're both in their 70s.
Uh-huh.
They've set in their ways.
Uh-huh.
None of them want... she doesn't want to go to his shitty lake house, and he doesn't want to go to New Jersey.
He can't get his prescription in Jersey.
Exactly. It's a big ordeal.
Yeah.
Okay. Secondly, let me just tell you all this. It was fake.
Uh-huh.
The whole thing is fake.
Wait.
This is all fake.
You don't think they really fell in love?
These are fake relationships for television purposes, and I believe it's all fake. That's all. Listen, people. If you knew Teresa or Jerry, and you can ask them, say, how's the marriage going? Oh, we just did it for TV.
Yeah.
We have big ratings. People talked about it. We're not really married. We don't really care about this. I mean, there's one couple, I believe, that remains married from The Bachelor way back. I mean, it was like one of the first ones. The guy was a firefighter and she was a cute girl, and they've been married for like 20 years. Now they have several kids. They did it. So there is one, but outside of that, I don't think there's been ever another one that's been married, at least as far as I know. And now Jerry and his wife are living in separate. And I think that's, for starters, we're told that each got their established homes in their respective states. Exactly. That's what you said. And moving everything into one pad would be time consuming. Yeah, but that's what marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you discuss that before you did the wedding?
Yeah.
Not just that. Teresa's still working. Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Where's she working? Teresa's still working on in New Jersey.
Yeah.
And has yet to decide what she's going to do about her job. She's a compliance officer. Also, Jerry and Teresa are super close to their families, and the source say moving away would make it difficult.
Yeah.
But all of this is exactly what you do in marriage. So they I guess they decided we're not really going to be married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to leave my family and my house. Oh, okay.
What, am I going to leave Indiana?
Yeah. So anyway, that's interesting. Okay. The other story that I found kind of sad and crazy is Angie Harmon. The actress Angie Harmon. I read this morning that her dog was shot and killed by a delivery person.
What?
Yeah, I guess that... You know, somebody, I don't know, what, a FedEx or something?
Instacart.
Like, Instacart?
It was an Instacart driver.
Yeah, so an Instacart driver, and I guess the dog attacked the person or something?
Mm-hmm.
Instacart driver shot and killed the dog. We have no tolerance for violence of any kind, and the shopper's account was immediately suspended. Yeah, I would hope so.
Yeah.
From our platform, as Instacart said, Angie Harmon says that her dog, Oliver, was shot and killed over Easter weekend in her Charlotte, North Carolina home. The Rizzoli and Isles. Oh, that was a good show.
Mm-hmm.
Rizzoli, you know what they were, Alex? They were, I think, private detectives or something.
Yeah, they were.
Hey, Rizzoli, what's the deal? I don't know. We got no clues.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, Isles. You got to work harder. You do? I do? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about this cruise? Everybody's nude. Mm-hmm. And there was a death on it. What? Yes, we got to investigate it. So, Rizzoli, I hope you're in good shape, because we're going on this cruise and you're going to be tits out.
Deep undercover.
What did you say, Isles? You heard me. We're going tits out
Yep.
for 2 weeks. You got to get a, the only thing you're going to be wearing, sweetheart, is a flamingo hat. It was two women, I believe.
Yeah.
Rizzoli and Isles were two women.
I think you're right.
Anyway, she's 51. She's a good looking lady, that Angie Harmon. She was a good looking lady. She's 51. Shared on Monday via Instagram that Oliver was killed by an Instacart delivery man. That's so weird. In a post filled with photos and videos, the German Shepherd Beagle Mix wrote that the driver got out of his car, delivered the food, and then shot their dog. Mm-hmm. This Easter weekend, a man delivering groceries for Instacart shot and killed our precious Oliver Short. Our Ring camera was charging in the house when we saw... See, you got to hook up the Ring camera to the
power.
I'll go over to Angie's house. She's doing it just battery operated.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who her husband is who couldn't hook it up to electrical. But Angie, if you promise me there'll be nobody on the property, they'll shoot me. I will swing by mm-hmm. and I'll hook up your Ring camera to electrical so you won't have to charge it.
Get a power supply running. Yeah.
Which he saw and knew he wasn't being recorded. So he did it like...
She thinks he did it on purpose. She thinks he just shot her dog.
So he didn't do it like because he was being attacked or something.
I think he said he was being attacked.
Representative said in a statement to the people, "We were deeply saddened and disturbed to hear about this incident. We have no tolerance," of course. Yeah, we just read that. Oh, there's the dog. It's a cute looking dog. Oh my God, that's so sad. Harmon explained that authorities let the driver go because he claimed self-defense, adding he did not have a scratch or a bite on him, nor were his pants torn.
Mm-hmm.
Per statement shared with People, the Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department learned in their investigation that the driver arrived at the home, delivered the order. The driver told the officer that a dog attacked him while he was at the residence, and he defended himself by firing a single gunshot, striking and mortally wounding the dog. Another dog was present on the residence but did not attack. That is craziness. The driver has not been charged.
Wow. It says he was shopping under a woman's identity. Which just means he was shopping. He wasn't even...
He was shopping under a woman's identity. Yeah, okay. Harmon added on Instagram, "He shot our dog with my daughters and myself at home and just kept saying, 'I shot your dog.' Yeah, I did."
Whoa.
Ooh, that's not nice.
No.
Oh, my God. "We are completely traumatized and beyond devastated for the loss of a beloved boy." I mean, I would imagine so. That's real sad. The Law and Order alum. She had an Instagram story. "The man who took Ollie away from us, your actions are despicable and inexcusable," she wrote. "You've not only robbed us of a beloved member of our family, but you've also traumatized us beyond measure."
Mm-hmm.
In fact, someone could, yeah, I mean, that's crazy. This guy needs to be, unless he was attacked, but even still, I mean,
well,
just run.
Yeah.
Or shoot it.
Or wait until it's taken a chunk out of you.
And it's crazy because we've done Instacart a couple times, and normally the people who deliver the Instacart seem like upstanding, decent people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're normally, right, you know, kind of above the board, nice folks.
Yeah.
The Instacart delivery.
Oh, people. You've had a better experience than I have.
I'm kidding.
Ours are always winded by the time they get to the door.
Yeah, we got a few. But anyway, somebody's got to do the work, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a sad story. Well, I'm sorry for Angie Harmon and her family. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like it needs an investigation by Rizzoli and Isles.
Yep.
Get down there and investigate this. I hope they were private investigators.
I'm pretty sure you're right.
I've never seen an episode of the show. I just assume by the title of the show, Rizzoli and Isles, that they were. I believe Rizzoli was probably a tough-talking Italian gal.
Yeah.
And Isles was like, she was a little more level-headed. Rizzoli could... I think Angie Harmon's Rizzoli. Who's Isles? Who played Isles?
Dr. Maura Isles was played by Sasha Alexander.
Ooh, how's her dog?
I think.
I hope it's good. Wow, that's a sad story. I'm sorry for Angie Harmon and her family to have to go through that. If people love their dogs, you know, and who would want to see it get shot by an Instacart guy? And now the guy's got to live in the neighborhood, right?
He's just,
I know. I feel like you would see him again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he sounds like he wasn't very remorseful about it.
No.
Screamed at them, "I shot your dog." Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I did. You see that? I did that.
Hopefully. Whoa. I'm not laughing at the incident, everybody. This is a sad story.
No, at the
But I
goal.
Hope that the guy sometimes, you know, something will roll out of the bag in the trunk and I'll have to come back.
Yeah.
Hope he didn't have to come back. Sorry. Remember the whole thing?
I forgot your ranch.
And now, you know, the yard's a hell of a lot safer than it was 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Jesus.
I forgot your ranch. Oh, that we don't mean to laugh, everybody, but you know what we do on this podcast. We just try and take you know, the life is coming at us fast, and, yep. and it can be very depressing. We just try to give you a little bit of levity, and I hope none of you have to go through a similar situation.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Angie Harmon's a listener, but if she is, we apologize. Mm-hmm. We don't mean to make light of it, but I'm being genuine right now. Yeah. That is a sad, sad situation, and I feel for you and your family.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry.
We're sorry for putting you on a fictional nude cruise as well.
Oh, well, that was her character, not her. I was Rizzoli.
Okay.
But yes, I would apologize for that as well. Yeah, nobody wants to be a part of that. All right. So there you go. And then, of course, one more story before we get out of here, because we've done a lot of episodes already this week, Alex. We can make this one a relatively short one. Taylor Swift is officially a billionaire. That's what they're saying. Taylor Swift officially been, I think it's Fortune magazine or whoever decides that people are billionaires. Taylor Swift is one of them. So that's exciting news for her. I mean, I think we kind of knew that, right? Taylor Swift among 141 new billionaires.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot.
That is.
Shit. If I just had a couple of more Patreon members, I could be next year's. Taylor Swift, combined assets of $14.2 billion, or more than the GDP of every country except China and the U.S., there are more billionaires than ever before. The world has, you ready for this? 2,781 people with fortunes exceeding $1 billion.
That's a lot.
An increase of 141 over 2023, according to Forbes magazine annual ranking of the world's richest people, with Taylor Swift among those making the list. God, that's crazy. It's a lot of billionaires.
Yeah.
Good for them. I mean, I guess, bunch of pricks. The billionaires are also collectively worth more than ever, which combined assets, I mean, there is a crazy like wealth disparity in this.
Gap.
I mean, yes. I mean, there are like people just holding on.
Yeah.
There are other people who are on a nude cruise for 2 weeks. You know, if you gave me $1 billion and said, Chris, would you go on this nude cruise? I can't do it. For a week, I'll go. And you going to have that Star David on there? Because I don't want to see that. You better get
Statue
that.
Of David?
You better get a Star of David. That's sorry. I'm talking about my, I got to hear a lot about that from my daughter's school. You get what I'm saying. Statue of David.
You get that Star of David off of this cruise.
No, I don't mean that, everybody. Statue of David.
Hold I will not be and, naked on a ship with a damn Star of
what
David.
What is this going on here?
Oh, you sound like everyone on the boat in Tampa.
Clip it, everybody. Clip it and cancel me. You know, Statue of David is what I meant. Put a fig leaf over that because I don't want to see it. Anyway, the billionaires are also collectively worth more than ever. Like I said, $14.2 billion, more than the GDP, the gross.
No, the $14.2 trillion.
Trillion, yes, exactly. Yeah. Sorry. Of every country except the USA and China. Fuck yeah. That's us, USA.
Baby.
You guys are more powerful than us. We got everything. Oh, boy, you think they could fix a couple of potholes and take a little bit of graffiti off the walls here, as rich as we are in this country. But I guess not. We got other shit to do. Okay, well, there you go. That's exciting. Congratulations, Taylor Swift. I got no problem with her. I'm good. And then this Travis Kelce and her, I mean, I hope it works out. At this point, football's over, so that just leading regular lives. I think her tour is on a hiatus of sight. I think she starts again sometime soon, but right now they're just enjoying each other's company.
Yeah.
So that's where the reality of it comes in. Like, is they going to be able to withstand just a couple of boring days around the house?
Day to day,
just a regular day. It's all exciting when you're playing football on Sundays.
Honey, Instacart?
I hope they don't have Instacart. I hope they don't have a dog.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Good luck. Okay, what else do we got? Nothing. We're good. Yeah. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex? I feel like we did a pretty good episode here.
Yes, sir.
Enough is enough. I'm on Juicy Scoop too, everybody. Juicy Scoop today as well. So if you have Patreon, cover to cover, we've given you two Patreons in the last day.
Two.
Each one, I believe, an hour, if not more. We have Juicy Scoop, which is an hour and a half with me and Heather McDonald. And you have today's Tuesday episode. So you got, it's too much, man.
Yeah, and you got a Thursday coming.
And we got Thursday coming as well. So you get just too much of my voice, and who needs that?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll cut this one short because you guys are like, all right, I think I've had about enough of this guy. Yeah. I don't want it to get to that point. I don't want to get to the point where you guys are sick of us. But if you're not sick of us and you live in Tampa or Dania Beach, mm-hmm. we will be there this weekend. Saturday night, we'll be at the Tampa Side Splitters at 6 p.m. Yep. Saturday night. And then Sunday at, I believe, 7 p.m., we'll be at the Improv in Dania Beach. Frangiola.fun has all the information you need. I then move on from there. I head over to Sunnyvale, California to Rooster Tea Feathers the following weekend. And after that, we go to Hyenas in Dallas for a fun weekend of shows as well. So many more coming. Beverly, Massachusetts.
Ooh.
Coming to the Off Cabot Comedy Club in Beverly, Massachusetts. Bringing my wife and my daughter with me on that trip.
Whoa.
Because we're coming from my parents' house in Myrtle Beach on up to Beverly, Massachusetts for a couple of days. I'll do the shows. They'll hang out at the hotel. And then I'll head back to Los Angeles from Beverly, Massachusetts. I didn't want them to fly. You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. We're already on the East Coast. We're going to make it work.
Yeah.
So come to see that. Come to Beverly, Massachusetts. And then so many more. I have Phoenix, Arizona coming up, Stand Up Live, May 23rd, a couple of days after my birthday. You can find that on frangiola.fun. I have some North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Greensboro,
the Comedy Zone. Got that coming up. I have Detroit House of Comedy. Very excited. That's a new comedy club in Detroit. Have not been to Detroit in forever. The Detroit Tigers beat my New York Mets last night.
Oh.
My Mets are starting out 0-4 already. It's a very sad situation.
Wasn't this supposed to be a good year for them?
It's never going to be a good year. They're 0-4. First time they've been 0-4 since 2008, or even maybe more than that. Anyway, it's just a sad situation. But there are 162 games in baseball, so we're only through four of them. So I won't panic yet, but it's not looking good.
No,
it is a sad situation, and that is my life. So that's why I hit the road and do a podcast to keep myself, just level headed and having fun. What do we got to get out of here on? Anything fun to? Thank you guys for listening. We love doing the podcast, and we hope if you're new to it, coming over, we'll clean this one up. Alex always cleans them up nice.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get it out to you.
Yeah.
What do we got?
This is for anyone who's excited about the upcoming eclipse. A little bit of Bonnie Tyler.
Wow. Great song.
Oof. Great song. Turn around. Every now
and then I get a little bit lonely and you never. I mean, I'm excited about the eclipse. I guess I probably should have done more research on it. I know there are people who are really into it. I mean, I saw a story on CNN or something where they're traveling to it. They're basing their whole year on it, which I guess is cool, you know, if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Space, or what would they consider that? Astrology? Space?
Yeah.
What is it considered? Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's your thing, this is a big day.
Yeah.
Next Monday. We'll be doing a podcast probably during it. I hope you and I aren't affected. And you guys let us know what you're going to do for it. I mean, don't really let us know. You know what we mean when we say that.
I mean, if you're traveling far, let us know.
Oh, yeah, if you're one of those people. And if you've ever gone on a nude cruise, you know, we talked about those other cruises that I get ads for, you know, like swinger cruises and stuff.
Desire.
Yeah, Desire. Something. Exactly. Right. Yeah. Those cruises. And somebody did write me and go, no, I go on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. I don't know what my response to that's supposed to be. Excellent.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
No, they're cool.
I mean, it's definitely a lifestyle that people have. It's not my thing, but I'm glad people do.
I wish I had the confidence.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, I'd like to think I'm doing better.
But it's never who you want it to be.
No.
And I that is almost 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's never who you want it to be.
No.
It's never Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
No.
Who honestly didn't look great in their bathing suits. I mean, they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Eights out of tens.
Yeah.
But not the perfect. We're perfect. Mm-hmm. But who? There's very few that are. You know, very few that are perfect.
Yeah.
Especially in bathing suits. And they're certainly not on the Carnival Pride.
No.
Wearing a flamingo hat. I don't know what hat I would get if I stopped by the guy at the hat maker shop. They said stop by first when you get on the cruise and he'll make you a themed hat.
Yeah.
For the rest of the 2 weeks? I guess you, or you just wear it to, oh, the Valentine's party or whatever. Anyway, the Statue of David is on another cruise ship, the Firenze. If you want to see it, it's still, or you can go see the real one in Italy. It's in Italy, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
It's got to be.
I don't think so. I think where it's in Paris. I think it's in Paris.
Oh, okay.
But I who knows? It's somewhere. Uh-huh. I've seen pictures of it. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I think it's Da Vinci, Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm offended that people are offended, honestly.
Well, I mean, you know, but this is a country and a world full of morons. Mm-hmm. And the morons win.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The morons say, you better cover up that guy's pee-pee. They go, oh, I'm sorry, miss.
Uh-huh.
When they go, somebody's got to go find a fig leaf on the cruise ship and cover it up. And I'm like, I'm not happy with the fig leaf. I still see a little bit of his balls. All right, hold on. Then they got to go get some guy, some Pepe. He's got to go get a ladder and some spackle and start rubbing, giving this guy a hand job.
Mm-hmm.
So you cover it up. Are you happy now, ma'am? It's a little bit better. It's a little bit better. I can finally have a steak without a cock in my face. All right, we're sorry. I can't believe Doug didn't talk about that on the YouTube version of it. Maybe he did. I'd like to go. If you guys over at Cruise News, if anybody's listening who's involved in Cruise News, and you want us to come on one of your cruises, I don't know if you guys sponsor cruises or even a nude one. We'll come on. Alex and I'll come on. But we'll be the entertainment, so we don't have to be fully nude.
Like, speak for yourself.
Do they have a comedian on those cruises? Like, is it?
I mean, there's normally a cruise on
Dustin Ybarra out there with his pee-pee out.
Comedians are on every cruise, so dick out.
Thank you, Bonnie Tyler. Enjoy the eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. Frangiola.fun, and follow us on Instagram and everything else. Thank you. Bye-bye.